This week, our TV critic David Bianculli found a way to watch even more TV and regrets it already.
I shouldn't have done it. I don't go to Vegas or Atlantic City because I know if I start gambling, it's not that easy for me to stop. I've never gone online on a computer network because I know I dive in for hours, and I don't have hours. Just to do my job the way I want to do it, I already watch way too much TV and have no life. But last week, because my local cable company doesn't offer Court TV and I needed it for my O.J. Simpson stories, I broke down and bought a satellite dish. Not one of those new little DBS things, but one of those giant mesh jobbies that can pull in signals all the way from here to Tierra del Fuego. And you can tell by my use of such technical TV terms as giant mesh jobbies that I've got a lot to learn. One of the first things I learned is that there's a whole new world out there. There are 20 satellites, 24 channels on each satellite, and lots of them are showing what are called wild feeds, stuff that isn't scheduled in advance and you just have to stumble on. Channel surfing takes an hour minimum, and there's always something unusual to watch. My first day with the satellite, I caught a wild feed that was just about to start for something called OETV. Now, SCTV I had heard about, but OETV was a mystery. So I slapped in a tape, and it wasn't long before I learned what the OE stood for. The sound on some of these shows is bad, but not as bad as some of these shows.
Welcome to the Ostrich MU television show. I'm Keith Eustace, and I'm here to introduce you to this fascinating look at the ratite industry. These shows contain valuable information from veterinarians, market analysts, researchers, and others. There are stories
out there somewhere, I'm sure, is a farming channel called EIEIO TV. Meanwhile, I found other fun stuff. I saw a news report about traffic conditions in Hong Kong, but didn't really get the point. I caught a live talk show on a new cable network called FX, where the hosts have trouble communicating with their field reporters, and where the idea of a good story is to interview a fan of Gilligan's Island.
John!
Marianne. That's kind of what I'm looking
for. John!
The girl
John.
Next door.
John!
Yeah.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah. Are you talking to me?
Yes. Have you ever met, has he ever met any of the cast of Gilligan's Island?
I've met all the cast.
You've
of
met
Gilligan's
them.
Island. That's right. I helped Don Wells, who plays Marianne, and Russell Johnson, who plays the professor, write their books that they just came out with.
Terrific.
Oh, that's great.
How about
Very
that?
Cool. Very cool.
I even stumbled on an unscheduled closed circuit feed from ABC. Where Charlie Gibson of Good Morning America was moderating a phone-in show with the company's top executives. It was for ABC employees, not for TV critics, but I got to eavesdrop anyway.
And again, the calls are anonymous, but we would ask you to identify the division of the company from which you come just to make sure that the calls come from inside the company and not from somebody who just happens to be watching on satellite.
And early one morning, by accident, I caught an advance feed of that week's new episode of The X-Files on Fox. Seeing it about 18 hours earlier than usual.
Scully, are you familiar with subliminal messages?
You mean like sex and ice cubes of liquor ads? That's paranoia.
No, it's a fact that some department stores use subliminal messages in their ambient music to deter shoplifting. And the Russians have been using advanced electroencephalographic techniques to control behavior.
I love the X-Files, and I believe that there are hidden dangers in certain media. For example, I can't turn this satellite dish off. I'm addicted. I need help. Maybe some kind of 12-step program. Except the last thing I need right now is one more program.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.